content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latchoff from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. I do have subscriptions to five, so we cover a lot of ground here. First up from Woman's Day. Hi, I'm Candace. In my new column, as your chief spiritual officer, I'll share a meaningful verse that lifts my spirits and guides me in the right direction. I hope it does the same for you. And this is Candace Cameron Bure. She was previously on Full House and Fuller House. There's a verse in the Bible that I had read many times, yet one day it popped off the page and spoke to my heart like never before. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. And that was Esther 4:14. My life verse comes from the Old Testament book of Esther. Esther, through a series of events, finds herself in a position of influence that leads to freedom of religion. More than that, her influence saves the lives of her people, the Jewish people. This all happened thousands of years ago, but truth never ages. Truth is always relevant. Now, I don't have a royal position, though some people call me the Queen of Christmas. Still, I wholeheartedly believe that God's placed me in the entertainment industry with a position of influence for such a time as this. I also believe that God has intentionally placed you in your current position for such a time as this. No matter what stage of life you may be in, you are influencing people like your coworkers, family, friends, and neighbors. Take a few moments today to pray and discover what God has given you for such a time as this. We're in this together. From Good Housekeeping, 10 Natural Ways to Beat a Headache, none of which include popping a pill. Before you grab a pain reliever, know this. Taking over-the-counter meds more than twice a week may make the pain worse. It can induce medication overuse headaches and make you resistant to other treatments, says Lawrence Newman, M.D., a neurologist and the director of NYU Langone Health's Headache Division. If you're having severe headaches more than once a week, see your doctor, who may refer you to a neurologist. Along with other symptoms, such as nausea, this may indicate serious migraines, which require a prescription. You can, however, combat occasional headaches and avoid certain migraine triggers by optimizing your routine. Try these smart tactics. And there are a number of them. First, rethink your sleep. The genes responsible for causing migraines can be triggered by sleeping too little or too much, says Dr. Newman. Establishing a consistent bedtime and waking time could help reduce the risk of everyday headaches as well, he said. Next, eat breakfast. A quick bite in the morning can help keep hunger-related headaches at bay. Even a handful of nuts can prevent a dip in blood sugar level. Such drops may lead to tension headaches as well as prompt migraines. If you can't have three full meals, have small healthy snacks over the course of the day, Dr. Newman advises. Next, break a sweat. Getting at least 150 minutes of aerobic exercise over the course of a week might help. Exercise releases endorphins, which are natural painkillers, Dr. Newman says. Walking, swimming, biking, and the like will do the job. Next, drink up. Dehydration is a known trigger for migraines and may cause routine headaches. Dr. Newman says, most of us need to drink at least half our weight in ounces daily and make a point of swigging after exercise and in the morning, says the Good Housekeeping Institute's registered dietitian nutritionist, Stephanie Sassos. Food can also hydrate. Fruits and vegetables have a lot of water, Sassos says. By eating more of these, you can hit your hydration goal without having to down another bottle. Celery, cucumbers, and melon are great choices. Next, relax each muscle. Progressive muscle relaxation can help, Noah Rosen, M.D., director of Northwell Health's Headache Center in Great Neck, New York. Focus on a body part, say your foot. Inhale and squeeze, curling your toes and tensing as hard as you can for about 8 seconds. Then exhale and relax your foot. Move up your body part by part to your face, repeating with different muscles. And next, distract yourself. Engaging each of your senses, Focusing on what you smell, hear, etc., in a chill environment with a peaceful recording can divert your attention from the pain. Good Housekeeping's lab pick, the GH Wellness Lab likes PZIZZ, that's P-Z-I-Z-Z, a mobile app that lets you pick from an especially large range of blissful sounds, from rolling beach waves to buzzing cicadas. It's free for basic or $10 a month or $70 a year for the pro version. And some quick trip, well, let me do this again, four tricks for quick relief. Did a headache sneak past your defenses? Try these solutions. First, drink coffee. If you're not a regular drinker, sipping some may lessen a headache's intensity, as caffeine soothes blood vessels. Two, ice or heat. Either can help with migraines and other head pain when applied to the forehead. Ice numbs the area, and heat increases circulation. Three, get a massage. Headaches can cause muscle tension and vice versa, says Dr. Newman. Ask the masseuse to focus on your temples and the areas above your ears, along with your shoulders and back. And four, you're not going to like it, put down your phone. Light and noise often make migraines worse, and some headaches are associated with digital eye strain. So giving your eyes a break can help. From Real Simple, Reading RX, six writers recall the books that felt the most like therapy to them. In the summer of 2017, I had retreated to Turin, Italy, to work on my novel and was struggling to write about the darkest of subjects, domestic violence. I came across Look, Salmaz Sharif's collection of poems, and read it in one sitting. The author's name is Sharif, S-H-A-R-I-F, and the book Look. It matters what you call a thing, she writes. She forces the reader to engage with how language is used for and against us. It's a good book to read now as we face unbearable loss. And that was Angie Cruz, author of Dominicana. Next quote, at least once a year I engage in self-therapy by rereading Ellen Raskin's book, that's R-A-S-K-I-N, The Westing Game. Yes, it's a middle grade novel, around 200 nearly perfect pages of puzzle mystery. But its themes of compassion, forgiveness, and charity inspire me to be a better human being. Plus, it's pure, all ages fun. And that was Juliet Grahams, author of The 7 or 8 Deaths of Stella Fortuna. And the third quote, after working on my third novel and completing a 30-city book tour, I was mentally and creatively exhausted. I felt I had nothing left inside to sustain me through the writing of another book. In this depleted state, I read Becoming Jane Eyre by Sheila Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R, a beautiful novel about Charlotte Bronte and the writing of her great opus. I was transported to the Yorkshire moors where Charlotte persisted despite an ill father, an opiate-addicted brother, poverty, and failure. The book inspired me to visit the Bronte home in England and trapped a small tsunami of passion inside me. I was soon at work again. I often suggest this book to someone who feels beleaguered by life, burned out at work, or simply in need of creative rekindling. And that was Sue Monk Kidd, K-I-D-D, author of The Secret Life of Bees and The Book of Longings. Next one. One of the books I remember reading as a kind of therapy is The Age of Grief by Jane Smiley, S-M-I-L-E-Y, which includes a story about a husband who suspects his wife is having an affair. He falls into deep sadness while they continue to go about their daily lives as a couple and as parents. I was single and living in New York when I first read it, and there was something so moving about the details of married life, the intimacy of it, how you could know someone so well and love them so much and still be crushed by that love. And this was Laura Zigman, author of Separation Anxiety. Next quote, as an author who also happens to be a therapist, I love to prescribe my patients books that I think will hold up a mirror to them and help them through their struggles. I have favorites for everything from depression to addiction to narcissism. But one universally relatable book I recommend often is Joan Didion's book, that's D-I-D-I-O-N, The year of magical thinking. On the surface, it's about the year of grief following her husband's sudden death from a heart attack, but really it's an achingly gorgeous, thought-provoking, and even quite funny memoir about an extraordinary marriage, a rocky mother-daughter relationship, and the terror and beauty of loving so deeply. And that was Lori Gottlieb, author of Maybe You Should Talk to Someone. And the last quote and recommendation, the book I've relied on most to help navigate difficult times is The Art of Living, the Classical Manual on Virtue, Happiness, and Effectiveness by Sharon Lebel, L-E-B-E-L-L. Her translation of the teachings of Epictetus. He claimed that human beings cannot control life, only their responses to it. When I was going through a very public divorce, at first I felt quite defensive, and I was angry, apoplectic really, for months. But I got tired of being upset, because it was draining me of other things that made me feel good. I took my power back. And that quote was Terry McMillan, author of It's Not All Downhill From Here. From Good Housekeeping, How to Maximize a Small Garden. Even if you're working with a tiny porch or a pocket-sized yard, you can still craft your very own private oasis. Brighten up a small space with some of these creative gardening tips. Regardless of the size of your outdoor space, you'll need to figure out its sun and wind exposure before heading to the garden center, advises Penn State Extension Master Gardener Nancy Knaus. Then choose plants ideal for that environment, keeping size in mind. Compact shrubs won't need constant pruning. Climbing plants grow up instead of out, and containers give you big bang for the buck. Also think about how much time you have to devote to your plants. Hanging baskets and small planters may need daily watering, as there's not much soil in them. Add some fun to your garden with one of these ideas, no green thumb required, and there are four. First, a fairy garden. Craft some whimsy in a pot. Small plants, pebbles, and doll furniture create pint-sized magic. Next, a plant pallet. Use steel ties and nails to anchor small pots to a recycled pallet for a vertical herb bed. Next, a succulent bath. Add personality with unexpected planters. Try using a bird bath for shallow soil succulents. It looks lovely. And a vine fence. Climbing plants create a natural privacy screen that makes your garden look bigger. From Good Housekeeping, 8 Greasy Hair Culprits and Fixes. Whether your strands tend to be oily in summer's heat or humidity, or all year long, our pros reveal the common causes plus easy solutions to keep your style fresh and bouncy. First, there's not shampooing enough. It may seem obvious, but just as not washing your face can lead to clogged pores, not cleaning your scalp causes buildup and clogged hair follicles, says Stephen Thievenot, a hairstylist at David Mallett's Salon in New York City. Without regular washing, oil, dead skin cells, and debris build up on the scalp, weighing down hair, explains Sejal Shah, MD, a dermatologist in New York City. On the other hand, shampooing too often could actually also be the blame for greasy hair. If you're washing too much, the scalp skin is constantly being stripped of oils, Dr. Shah says, and it will respond by producing more oil to replenish what's lost. A good rule of thumb? Shampoo every 2 days if you have a healthy scalp. Cleanse every day only if you have thinning hair, which will help prevent follicles from getting clogged, potentially exacerbating it, Thievenot says. 2, conditioning incorrectly. Hair needs conditioning to keep it protected, soft, and healthy. But if you have oily hair, you may not need to condition all over, says Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab chemist Denisia Winnack. Avoid applying conditioner to the roots, as this can cause hair to look greasy. Instead, smooth it from ear level down to the ends. The scalp produces its own natural oil, Thievenot says. 3, too hot showers. A steamy shower may feel great, but scalp skin can dehydrate with overexposure to hot water, resulting in dry skin and overproduction of oil to compensate, Dr. Shah says. Instead, stick with medium warm temp. Bonus, it's less drying for your skin, too. 4, heavy styling products. Stylers like waxes, creams, and oils can cause hair to look greasy, since they're often made with emollient ingredients. Avoid applying them near roots, or look for lighter weight, more diluted formulas like sprays and other liquids. Pay attention to how hair care and styling products make your hair feel and look. Those labeled clarifying, purifying, or volumizing often contain lower levels of ingredients like conditioners that can weigh hair down, the beauty lab says. 5. Dirty styling tools. The same way using dirty makeup brushes can cause skin breakouts, gunky hairstyling tools can bring on hair buildup. If your styling tools are dirty, they can transfer oils and dirt to your hair, Dr. Shaw says. Clean your hairbrushes and hot tools every few weeks. 6. Brushing a lot. Brushing your hair the traditional 100 strokes per day can actually make it look greasier. Overbrushing can stimulate more oil production, Dr. Shaw explains, and distribute excess scalp oil throughout the hair. Brush before washing and when your hair is damp post-shower. Gently detangle strands from bottom with a wide-tooth comb. 7. Overdoing it with the dry shampoo. Dry shampoo helps absorb excess oil in hair, but that doesn't mean you should use it for days straight. Make sure you're regularly washing in between so it doesn't build up on the scalp, Dr. Shaw says. To prevent overapplication, spray the dry shampoo on a flat brush first, says Mark Townsend, Dove celebrity hairstylist in Los Angeles. Then comb through only the oily areas, like the roots. And last, over-straightening. Your flat iron habit might be making your hair look oilier. If you straighten your hair, the strands will lie closer to the scalp, coming into contact with more oil and appearing greasier, Dr. Shaw says. Try blow-drying it smooth without straightener or wearing your natural texture, be it waves or curls. From Good Housekeeping, ask the Good Housekeeping Cleaning Lab, what's the best way to clean a vinyl shower curtain liner? Answer, I clean mine in the washing machine. It's easy. Pop it in alone using a gentle cycle and warm or hot water with your regular detergent. If the liner is very dirty, add a few white towels to help with scrubbing. And for a clear liner, add some chlorine bleach to zap mold. Afterward, hang it in the shower to air dry or put it in the dryer on the lowest heat for up to 3 minutes. I stand there and watch it. That'll remove most of the water so it won't drip. Then I rehang it. Note that the liner will likely look wrinkled, but it will smooth out over time. To help keep mold away, spritz it weekly with a sanitizing spray like Good Housekeeping Seal Star Microband 24-Hour Multi-Purpose Cleaner. And question, any tips to help my kids load the dishwasher properly? Yes. Start by telling them to scrape or wipe dirt away before loading. There's no need to pre-rinse. Remind them that if the water can't reach something, it won't get clean. They should put dishes in with the dirty sides down or toward the center, where the water spray is strongest. And never stack items on top of each other or block the spray arms from spinning. If your machine has a flatware basket, have them place knife blades down for safety, fork tines up for the best cleaning, and spoons alternately up and down so they won't nest together. You should take over to add the soap. Always place detergent in the dispenser, not in the bottom of the machine where it can be washed away before the wash cycle begins. When the machine is done, unload it carefully together. From Good Housekeeping, your blender best. Smoothie recipes. There are 4. First, Razzle Dazzle Smoothie. For any of these, in a blender, you puree the ingredients list that I'm going to give you until smooth. So the Razzle Dazzle Smoothie, 1/2 cup low-fat milk, 1/2 cup non-fat Greek yogurt, 2 cups frozen raspberries, and 2 bananas cut into pieces and frozen. This serves 1, about 430 calories. Next, blend up the Mango Madness Smoothie. It's 1 cup orange juice, 1/2 cup coconut yogurt, 1.5 cups frozen mango, and 1 medium carrot, coarsely grated. That also serves 455 calories. And next, the Strawberry Fields Smoothie. Blend up 1/2 cup coconut water, 1/2 cup coconut yogurt, 1 cup strawberries, and 1/2 cup frozen peaches. Serves 225 calories. And last, the Green Machine Smoothie. 1 cup unsweetened almond milk, 1.5 cups bananas cut into pieces and frozen, 3 cups baby spinach, there's your green, 2 tablespoons almond butter, 2 pitted dates, and 2 tablespoons chia seeds. That serves 565 calories. Okay, now we've got some dressings that you can do in the blender. Lemon caper salsa verde. Active time and total time are both 10 minutes. In a blender, puree 2 cups flat leaf parsley, 1/2 cup olive oil, 2 tablespoons each capers rinsed and finely grated lemon zest, 1/4 cup lemon juice, 2 anchovy fillets, and 1 small clove garlic, scraping down the sides as necessary until smooth. It makes 1 cup. How about a home-style Italian dressing? Active and total time, 10 minutes. In a blender, puree 3 tablespoons white wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar, 1 clove garlic, 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard, 1 teaspoon honey, 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper until smooth. With the blender on high speed, gradually add 2/3 of a cup canola or olive oil. Then stir in 1/4 teaspoon dried oregano. This makes 1 cup as well. And last, a ginger curry yogurt dressing. Active and total time, 10 minutes. In a blender, chop 1 clove garlic and 1 1/2 inch piece of fresh ginger peeled with 2 tablespoons lime juice. Add 1 cup plain yogurt, 3/4 teaspoon ground turmeric, and 1/2 teaspoon each curry powder, sugar, and salt. Puree till smooth. Use as a marinade immediately, or you can let it sit 30 minutes before using it as a dressing. And this makes 1 cup as well. Still from Good Housekeeping, I've got Peach Melba Ice Pops. 20 minutes total and active time plus freeze time. We need 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons full-fat vanilla yogurt, 1/8 teaspoon pure almond extract, 1 cup raspberries thawed if they're frozen, 1.5 cups peeled peach chunks from about 2 ripe peaches, and again, thawed if they're frozen. In a bowl, combine yogurt and almond extract. In the blender, puree the raspberries till smooth, transfer to a separate bowl. Clean blender and puree the peaches until smooth. Layer raspberries, peaches, and yogurt in 6 2.5-ounce ice pop molds. Repeat until each mold is full. Insert craft sticks and freeze until set at least 4 hours or for up to a week. It makes 6 nicely pretty layered pops. And they actually have a mold they can recommend. With these colorful molds made of BPA-free plastic, it's easy to layer flavor, then pop out frozen treats once they're ready. The molds are fitted with a reusable slotted lid that holds the included sticks in place. For their advice, freeze, eat, and repeat all summer long or all year long. It's the NorPro, N-O-R-P-R-O, Frozen Ice Pop Makers, available on norpro.com and probably at various stores, for $22. Next, Dutch Baby with lemon curd and berries. Active time, 10 minutes, total 25. 4 tablespoons unsalted butter divided, 3 large eggs at room temperature, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 3/4 cup whole milk at room temp, 1/2 cup all-purpose flour, 2 tablespoons cornstarch, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, lemon curd and fresh berries and mint for serving. Heat oven to 450. Meanwhile, melt 2 tablespoons butter. In a blender, puree the eggs on high until frothy, 45 seconds. Add vanilla, then with the blender running, gradually add milk and melted butter. Stop the blender, add flour, cornstarch, and salt. Puree 1 minute more. Add remaining butter to 4 6-inch cast iron skillets, half tablespoon each. Put in the oven on the middle rack until melted, swirling to coat. Then immediately pour the batter into the skillets, half cup each. This prevents the butter from burning, and bake until golden brown and puffed, 12 to 14 minutes. Let cool slightly, then top with lemon curd, berries, and mint. And obviously, since you're using 4 skillets, it serves 4 at about 260 calories each. And how about a main dish, seared chicken with carrots and mint almond pesto? Active time is 25 minutes, same for total. We need 1.5 pounds small thin carrots, scrubbed but not peeled, cut in half crosswise. 1 teaspoon ground coriander, 2 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon olive oil divided, kosher salt and pepper. 4 6-ounce boneless skinless chicken breasts, 1/2 cup fresh mint, 1.5 cups flat leaf parsley, 1/4 cup blanched almonds toasted, 2.5 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1/2 jalapeno seeded. Heat oven to 425. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss carrots with coriander, 1 tablespoon oil, and 1/4 teaspoon salt, and roast until tender and browned, 18 to 20 minutes. Meanwhile, heat large skillet on medium-high. Season chicken with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add 2 teaspoons oil to the skillet. Then add chicken and cook until browned and cooked through 3 to 4 minutes per side. In blender, combine mint, parsley, almonds, lemon juice, jalapeno, 1/4 cup water, pinch of salt, and remaining 2 teaspoons oil, and puree until smooth, adding up to 1 tablespoon additional water if needed. Slice chicken and serve with roasted carrots and mint pesto. And this serves for about 380 calories each. From Martha Stewart Living, sleek service. Razor-sharp kitchen knives make slicing and dicing a cinch and much safer. But honing them at home takes time, special tools, and for newbies, nerves of steel. To get her blades in precision shape, executive editor Jenny Tung sends them to the pros at Knife Aid in Agoura Hills, California. They provide safety sleeves and a prepaid envelope, and then they ship them back to you in as little as 4 days, ready to sink through onions and tomatoes anew. From $59 to sharpen 4 knives, go to knifeaid.com. That's KNIFEAID.com. And a book pick, your value is not your vocation. If you needed to hear that, read Called Out, Why I Traded 2 Dream Jobs for a Life of True Calling by Paula Farris, F-A-R-I-S, ABC News reporter and former co-host of The View. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.